Today's shiur is Masechet Gittin Daf Chof. We will begin on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Hahu gav dezark legittin ledvisa leben edani. A man said, he's throwing his wife a get amongst the barrels. Because as we're going to learn later in the Masechet, that although the get has to be given from the husband to the wife, putting the get in her property is adequate. So that's what he did. Ishtakech mezuzah. So daddy went looking for the get. They didn't find a get, they found a mezuzah. Amar Rav Nachman, mezuzah beidani lo shchicha. Mezuzahs aren't found amongst the barrels. And therefore, we assume that the document he threw was really just a mezuzah. He was just teasing her. And therefore, the halacha is that the get, there's nothing to worry about. She's completely still married. However, says the Gemara, hani mili, tishtake chada. This is only if only one get, one document was found. So we assume that the document that was found is the document that was thrown, and that's the document, and that document is clearly not a get. However, Avil Beis Gimel, if he threw one document, and when they go looking for that one document, they think they're looking for a get, they actually find two or three documents. So when they find two or three documents, let's think about it. It's clear that there were documents there besides the document that he threw. Because he only threw one document, and they discovered two or three documents. So now we say, mida ha-hava, perhaps there were documents there. Ha-nami-hava, the get is also there. We can't just say that the only document that was found is the document that was thrown. And we should be concerned, therefore, Amar, we have to be concerned that there was a get. Why wasn't it discovered? Because nice or whatever schlepped it away. And therefore, as the Rishonim explained, not that we consider this woman certainly divorced. We have this concept, we discussed it yesterday. Mugureshes v'ein mugureshes. We don't treat her like an Eishes Ish. We don't treat her like a mugureshes. We treat her l'churma like both. Says the Gemara, another Gemara. Who gave the olabei k'nishta? Somebody came to a shul. Shokel Sefer Torah, he took a Sefer Torah in Yav Lel Dvisa, and he gave it to his wife, V'omelo Hagitech, and he said, this is your get. And as the Rishonim point out, it's certainly referring to a situation that the Sefer Torah belonged to this individual. Because even though, as we're going to learn later in our Shir, in Mirza Hashem, that Chazal said that the wife, under certain circumstances, should pay for the get, that's when everything's being done in a normal fashion. Somebody who's using a Sefer Torah as a get certainly is not a normal situation, and he has to own the Sefer Torah. So we're talking that he owned the Sefer Torah. So the question is, do we have to at all be concerned that this is a valid get? Amar Yosef, l'may lechishlo. Let's start thinking, what should we be concerned about? Im shemei milim, we should be concerned, perhaps, that on the outside of the Sefer Torah, not on the side where things are written, on the other side, he perhaps wrote with invisible ink a get. Says the Gemara, we don't have to be concerned about that. Because as we learned yesterday, Ein Mei Milan Gabe Mei Milan. Since all Sefer Torah were treated with this Mei Milan to make them documents that can't be forged, so therefore, Mei Milan will not be able to be written already on this kind of a document, and we don't have to be concerned. The Paiskim use this Gemara for a very important Shaila. It comes up nowadays. People want to write identifying marks on the outside of a Sefer Torah. Is a mutter asur. And here the Gemara is only saying that the reason it wouldn't work because Eimei Milan Gabamei Milan. The Gemara doesn't say you're not allowed to write anything on the other side of a Sefer Torah. So perhaps, I'm again not suggesting just to write whatever you want, but if people want to make some sort of identifying mark, Chas v'Shalom, the Sefer Torah is stolen, misplaced, maybe it's mutter. What's the concern? Imashum creases the ksiba. The Torah uses the word, in other words, the Gemara's concern is, it doesn't say anywhere that the get, that this is a get. Imashum creases the ispa. So we're saying he's relying on what the Torah already writes. The kosla sefer creases v'holch v'hoysalish acher. That should be the wording of the get. Habi'inan, the kosla, Lishma. The requirement is that the get should be written Lishma. And here, to rely on those words that the Torah uses is not acceptable for Lekka. So Mefarshim ask, even if we're going to say that we can rely on the wording of the Torah that speaks about a divorce, but that isn't the standard nusach of a get. So how could that be considered a valid get? So I saw two different pshatim. One pshat is that the wording that's used in a get is not, has to be that way. It's the wording we use, but perhaps even if that wording wasn't used, it would be acceptable. Other mefarshim say that the Gemara could have indeed asked that question, that you have to have the proper wording, but the Gemara came up with a different question. What's the question? V'chi teima leichish v'kasla l'shma habina, as we've learned so many times, that a get has to be written l'shma. Here, if you have a Sefer Torah, it wasn't written for a get, it was written in a Sefer Torah. Ask the Avni Nezer, isn't the halacha that a Sefer Torah can't be used for something else? So he says a very interesting chiddush. He says, to use a Sefer Torah as a Sefer Torah and something else which is a Dovah Shebekedusha is not acceptable. But to use the Sefer Torah as a Dovah Shebekedusha and also use it as a get, which is not a Dovah Shebekedusha, is mutter. So, Dumar's question is that the Sefer Torah wasn't written as a get, so it's not Lushma. V'chi tema, says the Gemara, we can perhaps say, Leichish, Dum Agdim V'yav Le'zuzah L'saf Mikara. Before the Sefer wrote the Sefer Torah, the person went and said, when you're writing the Sefer Torah, have in mind that it should not only be a Sefer Torah, it should also be a get. Says the Gemara, but there's another requirement. Habi'inan Shina Shma V'shma Shem Iroi V'shem Ira. You have to have all the names of the husband and the wife and their towns. And Sefer Torah doesn't have all of that, V'lekka. And here we have a machloikas rishonim, the requirement to have all these names in a get. Tosfos suggests that it's machloikas based on, is it midoraisa from the rabbanan? And Tosfos wants to suggest that it's connected to the machloikas that we've discussed and will discuss of Ramei and Rabbi Lezer of Edim Asira Karti or Edich Sima Karti. And he wants to say the coin from May that says Edich Simakarti, all of these pieces of information are required midaraisa. A coin from Elazar, it's only midrabon. The other Rishonim that say it's midaraisa, and yet there are other Rishonim that suggest it's midrabon. The question is, according to the Rishonim, that the requirement is only midrabonon, so how come the get is considered possible if it doesn't have it? It's only a requirement midrabonon. So Rosh Mefarshim explained, just like we learned throughout Shas, called them a Kaddish, adated Rabbonim a Kaddish. Similarly, called them a Garish, adated Rabbonim a Garish. We need the Rabbonim's approval. And here, if the Rabbonim said without these pieces of information, the get is disqualified, it makes it disqualified even midoraisa. Dar Sameach makes a very interesting distinction. He says the wife's name in a get perhaps is not required midaraisa, because the wife receives the get, and it gets as arei at megureshes, and therefore her name is not required midaraisa. His name, he doesn't write, he doesn't receive the get, the husband's name is required midaraisa. There's also machloikis regarding other documents, not a get. Do the names of the malvin, the loiva, the buyer and the seller have to be in a document to be considered a valid document? The tzois holds that those names have to be there. And it goes back to what we've discussed. If you want to be able to collect from Meshubadim, it has to have a kol, it has to have, not, people have to be aware of it. And the way you have a kol is with the names of the individuals in the document. That's the Tzoyce's opinion. The Nesivus disagrees. He says only by a get is there a requirement that all the names be in there, not by other documents. So now the question is, so obviously this Sefer Torah cannot be used as a get. Why did Rabbi Yosef have to teach us? Rabbi Yosef, Mike Masson, so what is Rabbi Yosef teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Shem Emilin, Gabam Emilin. What we learned on the bottom of Amud Beis, that you couldn't write a get on the outside of the Sefer Torah with invisible ink, because it wouldn't get absorbed, it wouldn't last on a Sefer Torah that was already treated with Emilin. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Chizda, get Shekasa Shloi Lishma. If a get was written Shloi Lishma, the Hevel of Kulmus Lishma. And on top of it, so now you want to correct, because we just learned that Lishma is an essential requirement. So the person goes and writes over the get the with Lishma. And the Rishonim point out, we know that to the get, there are two parts. there's the typhus, which is the boilerplate, and the tarif, which is the unique information to this specific get. The Gemara's concerning about Lishma is only by the tarif, not by the typhus. Says the Gemara, this is really a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. The Tanya, Hareisha, Yitzarach Lichtav Hashem, somebody's writing a Sefer Torah, and he's supposed to write Hashem's name, Neskavim Lichtav Yehuda, but instead of having in mind to write Hashem's name, he wrote the name Yehuda. V'tor v'lahitl by Dalit. But then, when he wrote the name Yehuda, he forgot to put in the Dalit, so now he has the Shem Hashem. But it wasn't written with the proper Kavona. What is the Halacha? So, Mavel of Kilmus Mekacha Div Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, take that Shem Hashem, and put, since it wasn't written properly, you had in mind to write Yehuda, not Hashem, and put and rewrite it on top of it with the word Yehuda. V'chom Maimrim, Ein Hashem and Mufcha. This is not really the way to do it. They disagree. So there's a number of questions to ask. One question is, if the Rabbanan hold that this is not proper, why are they using the wording Ein Hashem and Mufcha? They should have said, Pasul, it's not good. So the Rashba gives one answer. He says, the Rabbanan are speaking to Rabbi Yehuda. Even you, Rabbi Yehuda, who say that perhaps this should be acceptable, it's not the way to write a Sefer Torah. But there's another approach. Because there's a much more easier case that the Gemara could have been discussing, asked the Mefarshim. Why didn't the Mifnei Yeshua ask this question? The Radvaz ask this question? Why couldn't the Gemara be discussing a case where somebody wrote the Shem Hashem without the proper intention? And what is the Halacha? So actually, it's Machlokes Pnei Yeshua and Ratvaz, what would be the din? The one thing they both agree on is that there's no Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in that case. Just the Machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Ratvaz is, what does it mean that there's no Machlokes? Some say that everybody will agree that Mavel of Kumasa is acceptable in that case. And others say that everybody agrees, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, that Mavel of Kumasa will not work. And that's why, and what is the question really based on? What is that Machloikis of the Pnei Yeshua and the Ritvaz based on? It's really based on a Shaila that the Machna Ephraim discusses. The Machna Ephraim discusses, what is the requirement when you write the Shem Hashem? Is the requirement that you know, that you should just know you're writing the Shem Hashem? Or is the requirement that you should write it with the Kedusha of the Shem Hashem? If the requirement is that you just know you're writing the Shem Hashem, if that's what you did, it's fine. Others say you need to have the Kedusha involved. Amar of Acha. So the Gemara's question, the Gemara's suggesting that this question, if you wrote a get Shaloi Lishma, could you correct it by just writing on top of it Lishma, is the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Amar of Acha Yaakov, Demalohi. It's not connected. Because Adkan Lekom Rabbanan, Hosam, Baya Sefer Torah Rabbanan, Amachmer. Why? The Be'inan Zeh Keli Vanveyu, there's a requirement that the Shem be written properly, and it wasn't written properly. Avil hocha, but by get, that there is no concept of zekeli vaveyu, loy, there is no issue. What is the zekeli vaveyu? How is zekeli vaveyu violated if you just write over on a get? So it's machloikis. Some say it's because it's not the proper way of writing. Others say, interesting pshat. If you have a Sefer Torah, and all the words are written once, that's how you write, and now you have a word that's written over, so that word won't look the same as every other word. So it's considered menumer. It's like spotted. It's not written in a consistent handwriting. And therefore the Rabbanan say it's pasul. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher. We have a machlokes achronim. What will be the din according to Rabbanan that it's not keli vanveyu? What will be the din if somebody did it according to Rabbanan? What will be the status of Sefer Torah? Most achronim say, Zekeli Maveyu, if one violated Zekeli Maveyu, it doesn't disqualify the Sefer Torah, and but the Yevre would be alright. The Chsam Seifer says here, Zekeli Maveyu, according to Rabbanan, would disqualify the Sefer Torah. Why? He says, because here, the requirement for Zekeli Maveyu is Medaraisa. He says, because what does the Pasuk say? Zekeli, when I'm writing Hashem's name, Maveyu, I have to be careful that it be written properly. And if it wasn't written properly, it's possible even Bidyevit. So there's a number of very obvious questions. Al Gemara here is saying, according to Rav Yaakov, that everybody would agree that if a get was written Shloi Lishma, it could be corrected by writing over it Lishma. So ask all the Rishonim. Yesterday we learned the Gemara that everybody agrees that ksav al gab ksav. If you wrote and then you just write on top of it, ain't a ksav, it's meaningless. So why here should it work? So I saw two answers that are really two sides of the same coin. Some say there's nothing wrong with the ksav here. The ksav is a fine ksav. The issue is that it's missing lishma. And now we need to infuse it with lishma. That isn't related to the issue of ksav or ksav. Another way of explaining this is that there's nothing wrong with the bottom ksav. I just have to correct it. Ksav agab ksav is that I want to add a new ksav. Here I'm not adding a new ksav. I'm taking that old ksav and just making it right by having a mind lishma. This shaila comes up. First of all, the Paiskim say there's a minig, a lot of people who have the name Yehuda don't spell it Yud Hei Vav Dalet Hei. They spell it Yud Hei Vav Dalet Aleph. And it's based on our Gemara, because here we see how easily we can make a mistake with the word Yehuda could end up with Yud Kei Vav Kei Chas V'Shalom. And that's why if you get used to writing with an Aleph, it's a good preventive measure from ever coming to that mistake. The Mefarshim also point out that here we see how careful we have to be with the Shem Hashem. And the Stechemed has a very interesting subject that he discusses. It's about his own Sefer. The word stay is spelled Sin Dalad Yud, but it's not spelled with Nekudas. So Shin Dalad Yud is the Shem Hashem. So he has a discussion, are you allowed to give a Sefer a name that has Hashem's name? Here we see how much respect has to be given to Hashem's name. And he says that it's a Sefer, so it's Mutter. And he actually brings down a list of 34 Sfarim that have Hashem's name as part of the name of Sfarim. In fact, Masefer from the Mabit, Beis Olakim, other Sfarim, and that's why it's Mutter. And that's why he says his Sefer, which is called Steichem, is no problem. There's also a discussion. The Aloch is, Mr. Brewer, others discussed the Shaila, Magen Avraham really discussed the Shaila. The Aloch is that the Ritzuas of the Tefillin have to be black. And every part of the Tefillin that's made has to be done l'shem kedushas tefillin. What happens if somebody painted the tefillin ritzuas black, but it wasn't done l'shem kedushas tefillin? So could you just paint over it and it'll be fine? So the Magen Avraham, based on our Gemara, wants to suggest that just like you could take letters that weren't written l'shma and just write them over and become l'shma, here too it should be acceptable. However, others disagree. That's like the Shem Hashem, that you can't just do it. And therefore, even though the Magen Avraham is Mekel, many Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't agree. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if the tefillin were not done, l'shem, that the ritzuas were not made black, l'shem kedushas tefillin, you have three options. Either scrape off the black and do it right, which is not so easy. Another advice that he gives is, usually the tefillin have one side black, and the other side is not black. But there's no dim which side has to be the black side. So now go paint the side that wasn't painted and paint it right, which is not such a simple piece of advice because you're always going to have to remember not to get mixed up. And a third piece of advice, which he gives based on yesterday's shir, is take this black ritzua, which wasn't painted properly, paint it with a different color, and then put black on top of it. We learned yesterday that everybody agrees that the yoy agabe sikra is considered ksiva, and that would be acceptable. One more interesting discussion I saw in the Paiskim. Here we learned that if a Sefer Torah is not written with one consistent handwriting, it's an issue of Menumer, it's an issue of Zekeli Van Veyu. So the Paiskim discussed that this Shaila comes up, you know, when people give a Sefer Torah, they usually leave letters at the end of the Sefer Torah for people to write. And all of us don't have the same handwriting. Many of us can't even write at all. So here we're going to have certainly a situation of Menumer. There's also another problem. We don't know what's doing in anyone's mind. And the Sefer Torah, as we just said, has to be written l'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. And yes, we know that the person before he writes the ice has it in mind, but how do we really know that he has it in mind? Because of that, what the Minhag HaOlam is, that the Sefer really makes the outline of all the letters. He just doesn't make the outline. He makes the outline to a degree that b'di'evad, these are kosher letters already. So when somebody goes then and adds ink to fill in the letter, he's not really doing anything, and these questions therefore don't come up. Although I saw two very interesting...
He's not doing anything, so
how is he even kind of mitzvah? So he's not. He thinks he is. So I saw two interesting two interesting positions from Paiskim, diametrically opposed. There's a story I saw from the Chabina Rav, still when he was in Chabin in Poland. There was a Sefer Torah was given by somebody in the community where there was a concern that this person's father-in-law wasn't the Shomer Shabbos. And how could he give a Sefer Torah and not ask his father-in-law to write an ois? So the Chabina Rav said that what we'll do is nobody will write. If nobody writes, there's no problem. Even himself won't write. And the story goes that that Sefer Torah was written that way. And from then on, this Chabina Rav never wrote an ois in a Sefer Torah. But then I saw that the Sfas Emes holds that halachically people, this is okay, that everybody should write an ois. And his grandson, the Pnei Menachem, said, we know there's a famous saying, Minig Yisrael Torah. He says, if you're concerned if the Torah is a kosher Sefer Torah or not a kosher Sefer Torah, because all of these individuals wrote, and we have the questions that we just discussed, Minig Yisrael. You can rely on the Minig Yisrael that everybody writes an ois and the Sefer Torah is kosher. Says the Gemara. Om Rav Chisda. Says Rav Chisda, Yechilna l'mefsina l'kuli gitta d'alma. If I wanted, I could disqualify all gittin. Om Le Rav, my Tama. Why? Elaim m'shim d'ksiv, because the Torah says v'kosev, that the husband has to write the gift. V'achi I k'kosev. And we know, as I said earlier, that Chazal made up that the woman should pay for the get, because m'shim iguna k'le barabonin. Says the Gemara, we go with a hefker bezden hefker, that even though the woman is paying, it becomes the husband's. And it's acceptable because of hefker bezden hefker. And the Mefarshim point out, Machna Fry makes this point, this is very interesting. We usually understand hefker bezden hefker to mean that something that's yours, bezden has the ability, the rabbanim have the ability to take away. Here it's a lot deeper. Hefker bezden hefker says that it's not yours, but it becomes the husband. Also, the Ramban says, the Gemara says, v'dilma, it's not really v'dilma. It should be understood, certainly that's what Chazal meant. So why did the Gemara say dilma? It was only out of respect to Rav Chisda. Halachically, in a case where the woman is paying for the get, the right thing to do is that all the materials that are being used for the get, the soifer or the wife, whoever is designating these materials, should be matna them to the husband before the soifer begins to write the get. This is the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. However, la halacha, if it was only done after the get was written, it's also acceptable. And as Al Gemara just taught us, even if it wasn't done at all, it would also be kosher. Ella, mishum niksev anasan. The Torah says that the get has to give us something. For hachala yav midi. As the Mefarshim explained, the get has no value. The Chasam Sofer says, what can you do with a get? Says the Gemara, Dilma, when the Torah says that the get, you have to give her, it doesn't mean you have to give her something of value. Dilma nesina sageti. What it means is that the husband has to give the wife the get. It doesn't mean it has to have value. Teda, I prove to you that the get doesn't have to value. The Shalach Matam, Kosfa surahana, if the get was written on something that you're not allowed to benefit from, it's kosher. It has no value. So we see a get doesn't have to have any intrinsic value. I saw the Mefarshim ask, how could a wife own anything that she's paying for the get? Don't we have a rule called Mashakan Isha Kanabala? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, usually when a husband and wife are getting divorced, he's not supporting her. If he's not supporting her, she doesn't have to turn over everything she owns to him, and that's why she could pay for the get. Here we discussed Isur Hanor. So it's interesting. The Yerushalmi says that what Isur Hanor can be used to write a get on? Something that's only Osba Hanor Midarabonah. If something's Osba Hanor Midarais, so you can't use a get. However, the Meiri says Al Gemara doesn't make such a distinction. Anything that's Osba Hanor can be used to write a get on. The Ran says that sometimes there is some things that are Osba Hanor that have to be burnt. So he says, even if the Gemara says that you could write a get on something that's osba no, something that has to be burnt cannot be used. There's a machloikis rishonim that the Gemara is saying that isuri no could be used. Is that l'chatchila or only b'diavid? The Rambam says it could be used even l'chatchila. Other rishonim say that isuri no could only be used b'diavid. Gufa. Shalach b'tam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. Kasa asuri no. If a get was written asuri no, kasha. Omer of Ashi, We actually learned this din in our Mishnah. Because you learned yesterday in the Mishnah, our aleph shel zayis. If a get was written on a leaf of an aleph tree, it doesn't have any value. It says the Gemara can't bring a raya from there. Because dema aleph shel zayis is different to chazlitz terufi. Maybe one aleph leaf doesn't have any value, but a bunch of leaves put together has value. You could use it for animal food. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, kashfel is surin no. If a get was written on something that it's also by no, kosher. It's a kosher get. Nofik Levi Darsh Mishmei the Rebbe. Levi went and said this over this halacha in the name of Rebbe, Vlekasu, and the people didn't accept it. They really weren't happy with it. Mishmei the Rabbim. But then he said the same halacha over in the name of the Rabbim, Vlekasua. Alma, Hechazakavasei. So there's two pshatim, how to understand what happened here, that are very serious halachic ramifications. One pshat is, Levi said the halacha in the name of the Yochid. So people weren't happy. Why? Because who says this is the right thing? Once he said it over in the name of Rabbim, people were happy. Says the Magen Avraham, Chiddush, very big Chiddush. He says, let's say I say a psak. I say a psak in my name. So who am I? So if I want to give the psak validity, I say it over in the name of somebody, an Adam Godel, a great person, who really never said it. He says, you're allowed to do it. If you know for sure what you're doing is true. Very big chiddush. He says, that's exactly what Levi did. Tosfos seems to have a different pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos' pshat in the Gemara seems to be that really this was a psak that was accepted by Rabbim. But Levi didn't think he needed to say it in the name of the Rabbim. He said he felt just saying it in the name of Rebbe was enough for people to accept it. When he saw that people weren't accepting it, so he made a great effort to make sure that everybody understood that this was a halacha that everybody accepted. And when they saw how much effort Levi put into everybody to make sure that this halacha was accepted, that was a proof that this is indeed the halacha. Tana Abonin, the Kosov, the Torah says that you have to write a get, v'loi halacha, v'loi chokak. You can't engrave a get. That wouldn't be an acceptable way of writing. Ask the Gemara, Lamei the Chakika Lav Ksivihi, that engraving is not a legitimate way of engraving. Ask the Gemara, engraving is not a legitimate way of writing. Ramini, Evet Shios B'Ksav Shal Gabetavlo, an Evet that went out with his Shtar Shuch that was written on a tablet. On Pinkus, Yoitze L'Cheiris. Avloi B'Ksav, if it was written Al Gabi Keep of Endachtri, it would just, and this is the way Rashi explains it, it would just put on very temporarily on a piece of material, that's not a legitimate way of writing. So it's interesting. The Magen Avraham quotes this Gemara and says, therefore, if you put two letters together on Shabbos, it's Osir. So the Machzis Shekel says, we see from this Gemara just the opposite, that it's not considered writing. So Machzis Shekel explains, based on Rashi and our Gemara, that if you put the letters and it's very obvious that it's just temporary, it's Osir. It's mutter. It's not considered writing. But if it's there permanently, it's awesome. Where does the shayla come up? I saw a much discussed with the shayla. Sometimes in shul, you want to let the people know where they're up to in the siddur, in the laning. So you put two letters together, they're up to page 200. That may, and if it's done in a permanent fashion, this is the same question when you play Scrabble, it may be usher. Unless it's obvious that it's not being done in a permanent fashion, the Magen Avraham says it's usher. There's two types of engravings. Chag Teiches means that you carve out outside of the letter and then the letter remains. Chag Teiches is that you carve out the inside. If you carve out the inside, that's fine. If you carve the outside and just the letters remain, it's also. Vremini asked the Gemara, we know by the tzitz, loya yekais v'shikeya, the letter on the tzitz, there were the words kodesh l'Hashem. It wasn't that those words were engraved into the tzitz, elabayot. They were protruding. Now, the Torah says that the words kodesh l'Hashem have to be written on the tzitz. I was saying that this is not a legitimate way of writing. And Taisa says the Gemara could have asked the same question from the luchas. The Gemara chose to ask from the tzitz, but we really could be asked from the luchas. Says the Gemara, kedin resolve, v'loi kedin resolve. They're similar, but not completely similar. Kedin resolve, yes, the way the tzitz looked was that the letters were protruding, the boilet. However, the loika didn't resolve. It wasn't exactly done the way a coin is minted. How is a coin generally minted? You take a slab of metal and you press down with a mold, and the mold of the, whatever you want to look like sticks out. Here, it was done differently. Dilahasam toiches, as I just explained. Hachem yureches. What does that mean? As the Gemara is going to say it a little more explicitly in Amud Beis. They took the outside of the tzitz, this way Rashi explains, and they knacked out the letters that you should see the letters. So here isn't pushed down, it's coming from the outside. That's how Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Tam learns differently. They took some sort of a prong, and they had a mold, and they took some sort of a prong and were able, not from the back, but from the front, pull out the letters of Kodesh Lashem. Amalei Ravina LeRavashi. In a situation, Rishuma, Mikri, Charetz, in a case where we have letters protruding, how does the halacha view what happened? That they were just pulled out, and that's not considered ksiva, or knufi michnef? Or is it considered that not just were the letters were minted because I put a mold and the letters remain, but it really is, means that I actually worked with the letters by pushing a mold down? Amrei, the halacha views it as michretz charetz. Eisvei, says the Gemara, that's the way halacha looks at something that the letters are standing out boldly from. We go back to our question, Loya Kaisu Shakeya, that the letters in the tzitz weren't engraved inside, Ela Boilet Kedin Rezov, like a coin with a picture sticking out. Now, ask the Gemara, V'isakadatach, if what you just said is correct, that whenever you have something protruding, it doesn't mean that you engraved it. It's just pulled out. It's Michretz Charetz. You need to have ksiva and you don't have it. Answers the Gemara. Kedin resolve, v'loi kedin resolve. It was similar, but not completely similar. Kedin resolve, the boilet. It looked like a coin where the letters were protruding. However, v'loi kedin resolve, dila hosom megavoi, buy coins. How? V'chmavroi. Buy coins. The way you create the diagram is by putting the mold on it. And here, as we said in the name of Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam, Rashi says at least it was done from the other side. So here we clearly learn that writing a get this way, actually writing a Sefer Torah and a tzitz this way, is not considered writing. Ask Tosfos, Shabbos, the halacha is like this. We know that in a Sefer Torah, the letter Ches is really two zines put together with a little piece connecting them. So the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that if you just go and you separate the ches into two zines, it's considered that you wrote a letter on Shabbos. So it's obvious, it's considered you wrote two letters on Shabbos, actually. Here we're saying that you go through an entire process of molding a coin, not considered writing. And there, just making a little separation, it's considered writing. How do we understand this? So I saw from Shmuel Rozovsky. He says there are two dinim. One is a din, the kosav. The Torah says that a get or other things have to be written. And the Torah has rules. What is considered writing and what is not considered writing. However, in Shabbos, it's not the writing that's asur. In Shabbos, the issur is that you're not allowed to cause that letters should exist. And when you did that to the ches, you caused letters to exist. And that's why on Shabbos it's Osir, and by a get it's not considered ksiva. Boimine Rav Rav Nachman. Kosel or get of Tashel Zof. If somebody wrote to his wife a get on a golden tablet, Boimine, and he tells her, Hiskabli Gitech Hiskabli Ksubasech. This should serve as a dual purpose. It should serve as a get, and it should also serve at the same time as a ksuba. Mahu. What is Dalocha? What is the Gemara Shaila? So the Rishonim have two ways of explaining it. The way Rashi seems to explain is we're going to learn a Gemara in a couple of moments that the get has to be on a piece of paper. If it's not on a piece of paper, it's Oisios Parchas Ba'aver. The letters are have nowhere to land, and it's not a kosher get. Here, since the tablet is being used as a super payment, so the letters don't have anywhere to be on, and therefore it's perhaps invalid. That's how some explain. Others explain that the get has to be strictly used as a get. Here it's not being used strictly as a get. It's being used for other purposes. Is it a kosher get or not? The Rishonim point out, If what the husband had said is that the part of the tablet on which the get is written should be your get, and the margins should be a super payment, that would be no question that it would be acceptable. Here, what he wants is that the part that the get is written on should serve a dual purpose, be both a get and a super payment. Mahu, what's the halacha? Amle, so he responded, niskabel gita, niskabel ksubasa. It's fine. And the Rishonim here too have a machloikis, how to understand it. The Taz has a very simple way of explaining it. It's a concept that we'll learn later in the Masechta. It's called Gita V'yada Baran Kechad. The question is, the Gemara discusses many times, how could a woman acquire a get? We spoke about it before, Kama Shekhan Si Shekhan Bala. So the Gemara says, Gita V'yada Baran Kechad. Here too, the get and the ksuba come at the same time. The Rajba has a different way of explaining, as Aloch L'maisa Nafgamina. The Rajba says, really, this is only a get. She's supposed to get a ksuba payment. So he says what happens here is that when the woman receives a get in such a fashion, what she's saying is, I'm receiving the get, and I'm being moichel the ksuba obligation. What would be the nafkamina between the Rajba and the Taz? The Taz is actually a Tor. The nafkamina would be, in a case where she's not being divorced, we know with the Raisa, a get can be given bal karcho. So if we follow the Taz's explanation of Gita V'yada Baran Kechad, so it makes no difference if the get is bal karcho or not. But if we're following the Rajba's explanation, which requires her mechila, so she doesn't even want to take the get, it's being done bal karcho, then the Rajba would say, on such a case, it cannot be considered a ksuba payment. Eisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Eskabli Gita, if somebody says, this should be a get payment. He wrote it on like on a gold piece of plate. V'kshal k'subasa, the aloch is niskabel gita, the get part is the get, v'kshal k'subasa. So what do we see? Tam d'kishar. The only reason that this is satisfactory is because I have the get part and I have the k'suba part. Halekishar, if I didn't have that situation, loy, it wouldn't be acceptable. Says my loy, why didn't I have the lekishar? It would be acceptable under all circumstances. Says the Gemara, so if so, why is the Bryce not telling me the bigger chiddush? That even the part that the get that's written on should be considered the ksuba part? Answer the Gemara, how come Aslan? The Afgav Dikashar. Let's say you'll write a get. And then you'll have a very big margin available to be for the ksuba payment. Only, if he specified that the margins should be used as a ksuba payment, is it considered a valid ksuba part? Eloi? If he doesn't specify it, loy, it cannot be assumed that this should be used as a ksuba payment. My tama, why? Fid megeltehu. Margins aren't used as ksuba payments. When you write something, you write on a margin. Yeah, you leave a margin. So if he specified, fine. Otherwise, we can't assume that. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabban, if somebody said to his wife, Hareza gitech, this is your get, v'anaya shali, but I want to keep the paper for myself. The halacha is ainam egreshes. Why not? So as I said before, the get has to be on a document. And here, it's on a document. It's oisios parchas ba'avir, because the document he's retaining ownership of. Others explain that, this is the way the Stifel explains the opinion of the Rambam. A get requires, as we said earlier in the shir, v'nasan, he has to give her something. But if he's keeping the paper, he's not giving her anything. And that's why it's not a kosher get. However, if he said, I'm giving you the get properly, but the condition here is that after you receive it and you're effectively divorced, I want you to give me back the paper. There the halacha is, harezim egreshes, that it's a valid get. By Rapapa, ben shita l'shita, what's going to be the halacha? The husband says that the paper where the actual letters are written on should be yours. But the empty spaces between the lines and between the words, ubein teva l'teva, I want to retain. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, teiku. Ask the Gemara, the tape galei, the sefer echad am rachmana. The Torah clearly says that a get has to be written in one document. V'lo shnayim v'shleis seferim. So Tosfos asks, how could I say that the get has to be, I use the word sefer, sefer echad, v'lo shnayim v'shleis seferim, we learned that a get, that this pasuk tells us that Sefiras Devarim, the get has to contain a narrative of what's happening here. So Tosfos says we really learn both from the same pasuk. Answer the Gemara like Tzricha Demura. What happened is we know that the letters in Hebrew, some letters are long. The Lamed sticks up. The Nun sometimes go down. So all the words are connected, so there really is no empty space. And in fact, Tosfos says, from here we see the halacha is that when you write a Sefer Torah, a very important halacha, you have to be very careful that the words, that there be space between the letters. It's called Mukaf Gvil. He says that din does not apply by a get. Even though the Gemara is saying here that a get has to be Sefer Echav Lo Shnayim V'Shloisa Sfarim, the Pesach can say, what does that mean? That you can't take a few pieces of paper and combine them to be a get. But let's say, even though this is not the minhag, but let's say somebody were to write a get in two columns on one piece of paper, that would be a kosher get. We have an Eved, Kanani, that everybody knows belongs to the husband. The get kosher al yodai. And there's a get written on the Eved Kanani's hand. And she arrives to Bezdin and says, this is my get that my husband wrote on the Eved Kanani's hand. Now, he meant to give it to Eved, as we explained previously, and the get. The woman and the Eved have some sort of a conspiracy going on. She got somebody to write a get on the Eved's hand, and we can't trust that it's a kosher get. Amarava. But typically, one, we say that there's a concern, the ksav shiachal is daifu, as we've been discussing. One of the halachas of shtaris is that a shtar, a get, is only kosher if it's written in a way that it can't be forged. Something that's written in somebody's hand could always be erased. And it says the Gemara, Ula Rava, Kashmas Nisan. Why don't you have the same question in our Mishnah? We learned yesterday in the Mishnah, Al Yad Shel Eved, that a get could be written on the hand of the slave. So why don't we ask the question when we learned the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Bishlam Masnisan, our Mishnah we can answer, Mishlam Masnisan L'Rav L'Kasha, Be'ed Masira, V'Rav L'Azahi. Our Mishnah follows that, the opinion of Elazar, that the writing is not what's required. We don't have all these halachas. As long as we see two witnesses seeing the husband giving the wife to get. So then, Ksav Shiachal is Daiv is not a problem. But here, we're not relying on Eid Masira. We're relying on the Eved. And writing on somebody's skin is a Ksav Shiachal is Daiv. Ela Ravim Becham Akasha, how could this be a kosher get? So the Gemara, L'Ravim Becham Nami L'Akasha. Why? Because it was written in a way that can't be forged. Why was written Ksavis Kaka? It was written with a tattoo. Says the Gemara, Hashtag the Ashes Lahachi, Masnis Nam Leitiksha. Now we can explain that our mission is referring to Ksavis Kaka that it was tattooed on. So there's two obvious questions. Somebody that uses a tattoo, and obviously the Edom were also had their names tattooed on. So the Rishon, the Apostle Edom. So that the Mepharshim say, it's Peshagig. They didn't know that Jews not allowed a tattoo. But then Rekiva asks, the Lahachi is, Komus to Amar Achmana Leisavid, Yavid Leimahani. And we're not allowed to make a tattoo. So, how can we suggest that this would be good? Rekiva says a very big chiddush. When do we say, Komus to Amar Achmana Leisavid, Yavid Leimahani? That's in a case where, by saying what you did, I correct or I prevent something. Here, the tattoo is there anyway. By us saying that the get won't be a get, that won't change the isser that was done when the tattoo was made, and therefore, even if you hold, Kol Mislam Rachmana or Savri Avala Mahani, would make a difference here. So I asked him, where am I have Allah? So what is the din? Somebody shows up in Bezdin with an Eved Kanani, a woman shows up in Bezdin with an Eved Kanani who has a get with the names of the Edom tattooed on. Is it kosher or not? Toshma, Damrish Lakish, Hagodus Elam Chazaka. You can't have a Chazaka on an Eved. An Eved is an independent person. And an independent person, we can't believe that there was no manipulation. So I saw there are a number of qualifications set to this din. Number one, it's only they don't have a chazaka, a short chazaka. But let's say nobody said anything for 3 years. The Rishonim suggest that then, if the get was written this way, it would be a valid get. Another thing that the Rishonim say is this is only by the Eved who's an adult. So we could say that there maybe was a conspiracy between the woman and the Eved. But if the Eved is a katan, who doesn't have his own das, we could rely on a get written on the Eved's hand this way. And a third thing that I saw the Rishonim say is this is only when the husband is not agreeing that this is a valid get. So now we have to start being concerned, is it a kosher get? Is it not a kosher get? But in a situation where we see, where the husband says, yes, this is the way I wrote the get, and there is no dispute, then the halacha will be that it's a valid get.
We played some concerts, and we got two of them on America.